and the River Region, and 1600 AM KLEB Golden Meadow.
It's the Tim Rebo Show on 100.3 FM ESPN New Orleans. And now, live, here's the voice of the Colonels, Bryant Johnson.
Showtime from Rotolo's. Happy Monday evening, Colonel fans. My name is Bryant Johnson, and we are back with the Coach Rebo Show. We're in Thibodeau, on the banks of Bayou Lafourche, where we come to you with the number 11 team in the country. The Nichols Colonels have won three straight games. They pick up a 28-10 win over Northwestern State on Saturday. And Coach Rebo, that means we can have a little bit of a radio show prop with us today. It's the real NSU trophy, something that you have been able to hold on to for three straight seasons.
Yeah, it's nice to have those guys look forward to playing for that every year. We took it over 3 years ago, and they said they don't want to give it back. We had our team meeting yesterday, and we talked about it. They said, I think it's here to stay.
It was really a tale of two halves, and similar to how road games can play out every week in the Southland Conference. You have to overcome some struggles early in the first quarter, but your defense, they hit their stride. They shut down the most prolific passing quarterback in the conference in Sheldon Epler. He came in with 11 touchdown passes, no interceptions. You get two interceptions in the game, allow no touchdown passes, and after their early 10-7 lead, they were shut out for the rest of the game.
It was a hard-fought victory. You know this, it's hard to get wins to start off with, and then to go on the road, it's especially hard. I think our guys have done a good job over the last couple of years learning how to do that. So that was a big plus for us to go. Tough place to play. Coach Laird has them playing really hard and physical. The defense really came out after the second half, and I saw a stat the other day on how the number of wins we had when we were leading at halftime. Which is pretty impressive with the staff, with the offensive staff and the defensive staff. And Coach Rybeck, he made some good adjustments, and we ended up shutting them down in the second half. When you look, they had like 100 yards, a little more than 100 yards total in the second half. They had been scoring a lot of points, so you can hold them to 10 points. That's a really good feat.
And it's another game where the differential from your rush offense and their rush offense, it was five times as many yards for the Colonels on the ground, 299 yards rushing for Nichols, almost 60 for Northwestern State. It's week in and week out. Three straight weeks we've been talking about the impact of this rush offense and, of course, your rush defense shutting down three straight opponents.
Running the football is a big staple for us. We do a good job up front blocking with some holes, and four really good running backs that can get us some positive yards. I know we were talking on a sideline after the game. A couple of guys were saying, I know we rushed for over 300 yards. They saw that 300, but they didn't see that we took a knee on the last couple downs, and we lost a couple yards. So Bryce Brazon, our little student assistant, was really upset at that because he looked forward to us rushing for 300 yards, which is quite a feat. But defensively, we did a good job of shutting down their run. We got after the quarterback. And if you can control the line of scrimmage up front, you can win a bunch of games.
You mentioned it, that halftime adjustments have been a big factor in your second half success the last 3 weeks. Take us inside the locker room in those 20 minutes with how you approach, what are we going to do with coordinators, and how are we going to approach the third and fourth quarter?
Well, first of all, it's a G-rated show. We can't say some of the things. We were just talking with some people in the audience about some of the things that was said at halftime. Right at the beginning, it was a little, you know, got on them a little bit. But really what you do is you just, the offensive staff gets together with Coach Rob, and the defensive staff gets together with Coach Tommy, and they go in separate rooms and just go through the things that was charted in the first half that, you know, it comes down from the press box. And they, you know, it's you're limited. You got 20 minutes of time, so you have to kind of space it out on how long you're going to talk to them. With the coaches, and then they got to go meet as a group offensively and defensively for a couple of minutes, and then they break up and go with their position coach for a couple of minutes. Then you do that, and then I bring them back up at the end, and then you still got a lot of time to go back and warm up for a couple of minutes. So it's all spaced out on the things you got to do. And then every venue is different too. When you go into the locker rooms, you know what you're doing, where you're going. When you're at home, we have our meeting spaces that we all go into, but on the road, you got to kind of adjust. And y'all would laugh with the defensive coaches are meeting in the shower. The offensive coaches are meeting in a little downstairs room that they had a little hole and just meet up, and we just grab wherever we can and then try to get the guys together as best we can.
This is the Tim Rebo Radio Show. It's brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional. On Saturday, you didn't have a sack until the fourth quarter, but it's amazing to watch offenses react to a defense that now has a reputation, top five in the country in sacks. You came in with 20. Shelton Epler, he was having some deep drops in those first four games. 3 5-step drops, taking his time trying to find Jazz Ferguson. You shut down the top receiver in the conference in Jazz Ferguson, and they were really pressuring those passes. You get two interceptions, and QB hurries all evening long.
I thought we got good pressure up front, and he's a really good quarterback. He knows how to run their offense. He knows where to go with the football, which is really, really impressive. The thing we did, we didn't get as many sacks, and our guys were a little disappointed in it. We talked about it yesterday in the team meeting, is we left about 4 or 5 sacks out there on the field. We got out of our lanes a couple of times. We had good pressure up in the middle, and we let him off the hook a little bit. So our guys were disappointed in that, but making him move around and not be able to set his feet was big for us all night long.
Colonels are now 4-2 on the season. They're 3-1 in the Southland Conference. The latest FCS polls were just released earlier this afternoon. Nichols is up to number 11 in the country. I was thinking about this in the second half when Clay Holgerson came in for Northwestern State. In 4 of your 6 games, you have seen opponents feature a second quarterback, and they've been at different sequences.
Yeah, that's not unusual. I mean, because guys are they're trying to get other guys ready. They had been doing that. They played him a couple series every game to try to get him ready. You know, it's twofold. If there's an injury or something, you have an experienced quarterback that can go in there and help you out. And then just to give them a little different element. And gives the defense a little different element that you have to prepare for. So we were prepared for him. I think in their case too, in the second half, they tried to get Holgerson in, maybe to give him a little spark. Their offense had been a little stagnant in the second half, so maybe that's what they were looking for.
You've allowed just 64 points in 4 SLC games, and that is by far the lowest amount in the Southland Conference. When we look at your style and how you're able to finish games, you've been able to pull away from Sam Houston, Lamar, and Northwestern State. It was a game that was still up in the air in the fourth quarter on Saturday, but you pull away and get an 18-point win. How much of that is based on how you pound the football, your approach to games, and how the fourth quarter can be all about the Colonels?
I think it's very, very important that we played a bunch of guys, too. We looked at that and talked about it. Early in the game, we have a plan where you can play some guys and get them in to the action early, and you're not waiting. And what it does is saves a Sully Lesh or even a DB in the back end who can maybe be a little bit more rested in the fourth quarter. So we're always on our guys about staying in tune, staying into the game, knowing what's happening, and you're going to get your shot to go in there. And then I think we're a little bit more fresher in the fourth quarter.
You've had some high-profile players in your secondary over the last few years. You had a guy like B.T. Sanders that got an opportunity with the pros. Christian Butte was in camp with the Browns. Jeff Hall, amazing impact in his 2 seasons. We're getting to know some new members of your secondary this season based on your rotation. Austin Dickerson, another interception, back-to-back weeks with interceptions. Kevin Johnson gets the first interception of his career. New names every week.
Yeah, KJ got a big pick there to end the game. Me and you were talking earlier about this. It's good to see. We talk about guys paying attention to the game. They ran the same play, the same route in the same situation, down the middle of the field, and they got Kevin earlier, and he came off, and after he got his pick, he said, "Coach, they were not going to get me again." So it was the same play. He knew he made a nice play on it. So you got him, you got Christian Mims, doing a great job. Darren Evans came on strong last year. Then you got your old heads back there, Imani Martin, Joel Dullery, Corey Abraham. They're giving you a lot of quality reps.
When you hear a sophomore come up to you after making a little bit of a mistake, and he addresses it before you can even say anything, how do you respond to that?
Well, that's because a coach and the defensive staff does a good job keeping everybody engaged, and that's what we talk about, being tuned, being to the game. But, you know, Kevin Johnson does that because he's always on special teams too. He's waiting for his turn to get on the field, and the more he was doing on special teams, now he's ready to step in on defense.
Kevin Johnson, also a drum major at Sophie B. Wright High School. He is
a basketball player, too. Just a tremendous athlete.
And that he was able to make his mark in special teams. And we see this with a lot of programs that, all right, you're trying to give guys opportunities early on in their careers, but they come into college and this is where I want to play. This is how I want to play. Kevin Johnson from day one has said, yeah, all right, punt coverage, kick coverage, where do you need me? I know I'll get my opportunity, but I'm all about special teams if that's the requirement, coach.
And we got a lot of more young men who's doing the same thing. You look at a Quindis Dive. He's been doing that. Now he's getting a shot at linebacker. Right now, two guys who's really jumping and wanting to get on the field is Jamal Walters and Anthony Poindexter. And those guys are getting on the punt team. They're getting on the kickoff team. I was praising him last night about staying into the game because it was late. Jamal Walters is a corner. He's been really on the scout team, but he plays on special teams. All of a sudden, Amani goes down. Ryback, he says, I need a DB. He runs on the field, says, go cover the slot. I mean, he's a DB, right? He knows how to do it. Got him a tackle, got him a good play, but just a guy staying in tune, staying in the game, and when his number's called, he was ready to go.
I also feel like I mentioned Chase Brown's name every single week in special
teams. Another one on special teams, on kickoffs, and doing a good job for us on punt.
When you look at where you're at after six games and how much of this is building with youth and experience meshing together, it has to create a lot of confidence about what the future of some of these freshmen and sophomores look like. They didn't have defined roles going into the year. They knew an opportunity would come, and they have seized that opportunity.
Well, everything is not always defined. I mean, you can try to play it, lay it out as best you can, but things change every week. You know, you get guys that go down. Just looking at the game, how we have our starting center go down right before the game. He's not going to go. You have an offensive lineman cramps up. You got to be ready to go. So nothing is really like it's supposed to be on paper and how it's going to be. You just got to be ready for that opportunity.
Injuries are always a sensitive subject, and since you expect them in football, there's really no point to dwell on them because you have to turn around and next man up. When you have guys that haven't experienced injuries in their career and they may not be able to finish a game, how do you interact with them? How do you let them know that, hey, you've got guys behind you for a reason, just support them and we'll be good?
Well, it's tough when a guy gets out. He's a starter. He's been playing and he can't go. And one of the things is he feels like he's disconnected. So
gotcha. That's
one of the things that we try to do is keep him locked in, keep him in tune. Cohen Grenier is a perfect example right now. We're keeping him involved, being around Jeremy Rounds, who just had his second knee surgery. We got to keep those guys. Lloyd Nash, there's a young man who we signed, who's redshirting, who had an injury, just to keep those guys around, coming at practice and going to meetings and doing those things and keep them a big part of it.
There's a photo from the week after Mason Roberts went down in August camp, mm-hmm. and it's Stefano Garisco and Taj Smith with their arms on his shoulder, and he's leaning up on a crutch, and those two are just kind of hanging with him on the sideline. So indicative of the mindset you have to have. We're still here for you. You're still a part of this team, and we'll hold down the slot while you're unavailable, Mason.
You know, those guys that get injured, it's hard sometimes for them to travel with us and go. And we try to take some seniors, or we try to take a guy if it's a trip maybe from his own hometown or somewhere. I looked up, and, you know, Chandler Arsenault, who's a little banged up, he came with us this weekend. And then also Gabe Fuselier was banged up, but we brought him thinking he might get an opportunity. A guy we didn't take, it was Mason. This week, and all of a sudden we get to Northwestern, getting ready to walk up the stairs to go in the locker room. Who's the first person I see at the top of the stairs was Mason. He made his way, just wanted to be there with the guys, wanted to be on the sideline, wanted to be a big part of it.
Just such a remarkable storyline that can get swept underneath a game that, hey, these guys are still a part of the program. They're still there and trying to support their teammates. When you see that kind of leadership coming from guys who are hurt, I mean, it is the definition of why you build character and consistency with your team. They can go and be there for their teammates even if they're not playing.
You know, you'd like to take a lot of credit for some of that, but some of those guys, the way they were raised, Mason was raised, you know, his parents instilled that in him and how to be a team and how to be a disciplined guy. So all those things, and we just try to take what they've already had and just build upon it.
When you are trying to develop a championship mindset, you're always looking for opportunities to let guys know this is how a championship team carries themselves. Where are you seeing that inside the locker room?
Well, first of all, we try to make them clean up the locker room a little bit too. When you start laughing about that and have those guys have a little discipline and do things the right way on and off the field, all the things that we try to build. It's not just about, you know, blowing it, but, you know, when the whistle blows, it's all during the game. It's not interacting with the fans. It's doing all the little things that we can, get better at.
It's the Tim Rebo Radio Show. It's brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Region. Now, we have a big trip coming up to Abilene, Texas. Colonels will break it up into a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday one way into Abilene, and then we play Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m. from Wildcat Stadium. It is the newest stadium in all of FCS football, and it is the Colonel's first ever trip to Abilene, Texas, a new member of the Southland Conference. Abilene's been in it for 4 years. Colonels didn't get a chance to play ACU for the first couple, but a 29-20 win last year at home against ACU, and now you finally get to experience Wildcat Stadium.
Yeah, it's a new stadium. They opened last year, so it's going to be a good trip for our guys. I laid out a little bit of the itinerary to our players yesterday, just told them that we would be leaving on Thursday, but we're going to make sure that that the travel and the trip is not the most important thing. They got to understand that we're preparing for a football game. It doesn't matter what time we play or where we play. We'll get there and we'll be ready.
Coach Rebo has perfected the art of traveling because Nichols has been on the road now for 5 of their first 7 games, if you include Abilene. Started with Kansas, and here we are mid-October getting ready for Southland Conference game number 5. We'll continue on with the Coach Rebo Show live from Rotolo's Pizzeria. We've got the number 11 team in the country with the Nichols Colonels. Coach Rebo back for more after this break on ESPN Radio New Orleans.
It's bigger at Barker Honda. Selection, savings, service. A better way to buy the Honda you want at Barker Honda. Accords, Civics, CRVs. Hundreds of Hondas to choose from. New and certified. Big selection, big savings, and big on service. You get it all when you go to Barker Honda. A better way to buy. Barker Honda. Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma. BarkerHonda.com.
It's football season and Pride Financial wants to help you score big. Everyone can use a little extra cash to get supplies, sport uniforms, even a flat screen TV to watch the games. Pride Financial, located on Bayou Gardens Boulevard in Houman, Pelche Park in Thibodeau, where you can get loans of $300 and up. Need cash today? Forget the high fees of payday loans. Stop by Pride Financial today with more convenient options. Join the winning team at Pride Financial at Bayou Gardens Boulevard in Houman, Pelche Plaza in Thibodeau, or visit them online at pridefinancial.net.
Joe's Septic Contractors has specialized in the installation of sewage systems, steel drains, and vacuum truck services for over 40 years. They've grown into one of the largest sanitation companies in Louisiana. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today about their rentals on portable toilets, holding tanks, iron hand wash stations, and air-conditioned restroom trailers for your next event. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit their website at www.joeseptic.com.
Good luck to Mason Boudreau, number 32. Go Colonels!
Watch out, the holiday season is near, and it's never too early to plan for those parties. You know, all the cooking, baking, roasting, keeping it cold, keeping it hot, getting ready, you know. Whoa, slow down, relax. Let Cashio's Catering relieve the stress that comes with those festive holiday meals. Ooh. From family get-togethers where you can just pick up your meals, to large corporate events where Cashio's will actually do the catering. Go to Cashio's.com, check out the menus, and discuss the details with their experienced consultants. Start planning now. Cashio's Catering for the holidays.
Walt Lanier has been a district judge in Lafourche Parish for over 16 years. Walt Lanier is running for an open seat on the First Circuit Court of Appeal. Over the past 16 years, he has experienced all aspects of the law and rendered verdicts on thousands of cases involving criminal, civil, real estate, secessions, family law, and business matters. Walt Lanier humbly asks for your consideration on November 6th for the First Circuit Court of Appeal, paid for by the committee to elect Judge Walt Lanier.
Join the winning team with Polo Auto Air in Houma. They service all RVs, mobile homes, including fifth wheel, campers, refrigerators, AC units, leveling systems, accepts all extended warranties and some factory warranties. They do work on AC automobiles, specializes in the repair and services for over 30 years. They specialize as an RVIA certified tech on recreational vehicles. Polo Auto Air, North Hollywood Road in Houma, 985-876-1934.
Do you know if you have the right insurance coverage? Or do you feel like you're paying too much for your car, home, or business insurance? Look, if you hesitated, you need to contact Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodeau. Owner or agent Price Bourgeois will personally help you find the coverage you need. And because he's an independent agent, he can find the right coverage that fits your budget. Hey, there shouldn't be any doubts about your insurance. Call 985-803-8999 or log on to 123myquote.com. Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodeau. Home, commercial, auto.
Drop-In Fix is Bayou Country's premier technology one-stop shop. From iPhones and Galaxies to iPads and tablets, Drop-In Fix has quick turnaround service for all your devices. Stop by our Houma or Thibodeau locations or find us on Facebook. From laptops and desktops to TVs and printers, Drop-In Fix can get your devices back up and running in no time. Drop-In Fix, the Tri-Parish's premier technology one-stop shop.
Rotolo's Pizzeria is the proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Coaches Show. Rotolo's Pizzeria uses only the freshest ingredients to make their pizza, calzones, salads, wings, and more. They make their original dough fresh every day, along with their homemade sauces and fresh veggies. Rotolo's, the home of the $5.99 calzone every Wednesday and happy hour Monday through Thursday, 11 to 6. All of us at Rotolo's want to thank you for the opportunity to serve you at our Houma and Thibodaux locations. Go Colonels!
Miss an interview? Visit the audio vault at ESPN1003.com.
Three in a row for the Colonels, and the margin of victory the last three, it's been 20 points per game for Nicholls. Welcome back to the Coach Rebo Show. We're at Rotolo's Pizzeria. We have all of our favorite fans and supporters with us, as they are every single week. Coach Rebo, it's also a bit of a scene post-game now. We were doing our interview on the field after the win against Northwestern State. Felt like there were 100 fans, family members, all out enjoying a victory with the people they love.
There was a lot of red. We looked in the stands. It was nice to see all the crowd that we have. We've been traveling really, really well. We talk a lot about the home games, how the people have been coming here and really supporting. But we had a nice crowd, and they all stuck out. They were all excited for us.
This is your fourth year, and it's just a natural development for teams that win. But it really feels like there's this belief that people know what your guys are about. They know the culture that you've created, and it's fun to be a part of something that you understand and enjoy watching.
And it has been a process, and we're still learning every day. We're trying to get better at everything we do. We're trying to educate everyone in our program about what it takes for us to be successful. And it's not just one thing you can put your finger on. Some people ask what that is, but it's every day. It's continuous, and it's going to be. We're nowhere near a product that we need to be.
And it is such a reminder that it's not just a cliche to say this week's game is all that matters. You have to keep that mindset with your players so they don't get too caught up in a loss. They don't get too worried about what lies ahead. Take us back to Sam Houston State week and following a loss to McNeese, a previous loss to Tulane. You had the win against Kansas, but you're 1-2. You're coming home. What happened that week of practice that has set the stage for three straight wins?
Well, I think I mentioned this last night to the team after we practiced on Sunday. You know, we practice on Sundays. We lift weights. We watch the film. We have a little less than an hour workout on the field. And I did tell them this is, to think back, you know, right now we're 4-2. What are we? 3 wins in the conference, okay? And I said, think back to when we had lost 2 in a row, and we had a meeting and we said, hey, we're still a pretty good football team. We lost 2 games in a row, but this is who we are. We're a good team. I said, so it's the same thing. We had to have that same mindset. Just because we won a couple games in a row, we have to have that same. We're a good football team. We didn't play as well as we'd like to the other night, but we still got to go out and work each week, and each week is a new week, and that's what our guys know we have to do.
That has to be the hardest part about being a leader, being a coach, is you have your own individual response and thoughts following games, but it's your job to then articulate the message to assistant coaches and to players. How do you combine those two?
Well, you know, right after the game, we try to gather everyone together, and we just give a little quick message in the locker room. And again, it depends on the venue where you are, what type of locker room you have that you can go into. So they don't want to hear any long speeches or anything. It's just it's a quick message about how we did, what we got to do, what time. Let's get on the bus. Let's get home. We regroup tomorrow. Tell them what time we're meeting, and then let's go. And then we have some time the next morning to meet as a staff and talk about some of the things that how we're going to approach the meeting. And our coaching staff does a great job giving input about this is what we want to do, this is how we need to approach it, and this is how we need to move forward after that. There's not a lot of time on Sunday. We don't spend a lot of time with the guys, say, in an hour team meeting. It's a quick 10, 15-minute meeting. We give out some awards. We talk about the past game, and then we talk about the future, what we're looking for in Abilene.
Speeches in general, I'm sure it's
overrated.
It's changed a lot, especially with this, I hate to say it, a generation that has been born with a cell phone in your hand. Your attention span decimated. You don't have time to listen to a coach speak because you're probably tuning them out.
No, they do. They know the message. You know, if we do it every week and we talk about the same thing, you don't have to spend an hour on it. We hit on the key points. Every day before practice, there's a little short message about what we want to get out of the day. And then at the end of practice on how we did, and there's a couple key points that we hit, and then you got to be able to move on.
Is that why coaches laugh when you're coming out of a halftime interview or postgame and somebody puts a microphone in your face and says, oh, what speech did you give at halftime to motivate your team in this turnaround?
Yeah, and then sometimes adjustments, too. People say, oh, what's the adjustments? There's not a lot of adjustments that are made at halftime. There's very few. But there is a couple of things about just to reiterate some of the things that we didn't do or the things that we did and how we can improve upon it.
Can we get a seminar between coaches and media members so we stop asking the same cliches? We're just going to keep repeating it?
No.
I'm learning a lot, coach.
No, right. But we got to get Jamie Bustos in here. He wants to be in the team meetings with us also so he can know everything that's going on.
Nichols has rushed for 861 yards the last three games. They have held their opponent to 325 yards on the ground. To be plus 500 the last three games, where does that come from?
Well, I think it's a commitment from the staff and from the players, and know that we can win up front. And I think that's one of the big things. And if you can win up front, we always talk about it and get any back that's in the game, hopefully, and we can find a little hole. But it's a commitment from the offensive staff that we're going to run the football. I mean, we joke about this. We're not going to put that round peg in a square hole, okay? But we're going if it's there, and we knew it was there the other night, and I know this, we get this a lot about running the football. Coach, you're running the same play. You're running the same play. It's not really the same play, but you keep pounding. We knew we were getting some movement. They were giving us a bunch of different looks. We had a mixed crew on the offensive line in there who ended up figuring some things out. So we just got to stick with the game plan, and it works. And on the flip side of the ball is you stay in your gap, and your gap sound, I know that sounds very, very simple, but if we can do that, you know, we can make a tackle, we can stop the run.
It almost felt like we were watching some old WWF tag team in the second half. Your running backs, Kyron Irvin would get two carries, and then, okay, he checks out, taps Kendall Bussey's hand. Kendall comes in and gets two carries. Then Dontrell Taylor, then Julian Gums. To have that kind of balance, but then that expectation where the running backs were enjoying it, they all got 10 or 11 carries. That's got to be a thing of beauty to be a coach and watch running backs know that, yeah, we might not be getting 25 or 30 carries, but we're healthy, we're fresh, and they can't stop us.
Well, every running back wants the ball more. Every quarterback wants to throw the ball more. Every receiver wants – I mean, I get that, and that's great that they want that. And you don't know. You don't know every game on how it's going to play out. And we don't sit there and say you're getting two carries. It doesn't work. It's just the flow of the game. You got to have a little bit of a feel for it. And I think that Coach Sammy Joseph has done a good job of that and getting these guys and keeping them in the right mindset and having them ready to go in the game.
Sammy Joseph is in his first year as a coach with the Colonels. He's the running back coach. And one thing you hear your players say about Sammy all the time, he still has a player's mindset where he can relate to them from his LSU
experience. They don't
say
that about me? I mean, I don't understand that.
It's, I guess, the presence of just being out of the NFL, of just finishing your college career, you know, a decade ago, that you can have coaches that mix that experience and wisdom with, yeah, let's strap on the pads and this is how I did it. It's not going to last a lifetime, but in the moment it really works well.
Yeah, they tend to listen a little bit, just like you talked about with the media thing and how the mindset and how they work. You know, a guy who's been there, done that, they tend to open areas a little bit more to it.
To have first-year coaches that can just buy in and understand exactly what this thing is all about makes everybody's jobs easier when you're not worried about the message that they're sending to the guys that they're coaching in their first year.
That's another thing that's an ongoing process, and that's something that we work hard on, and not just here. And it's not just us. There's a lot of staffs. You know, they do that. You got to get on the same page. And really what happens, I think, in this business is sometimes when guys are not on the same page, that's when they tend to move on. And, you know, don't want to be it, don't have the same philosophy, then they need to go find their way somewhere else.
Nichols football puts up 28 points in their win against Northwestern State. And to sit there and look at that box score and to see five guys that had 10 or 11 carries, forget the kneel out to end the game. You had 301 yards on 51 carries between those five guys. And it's Chase 4K being second in rushing on your team through six games. Everybody is finding a way to contribute. It's got to be a nightmare for a defense to try to find a way to stop all five.
Chase has done a good job, one, of spreading it, but also himself of knowing when to give it and when to pull it and when to get down, and he's done a better job of getting out of bounds. The only thing that we had him that guys don't know today, what we had Chase doing, he's out with the baseball coaches, and we're teaching him how to slide on that turf, because he's had a couple of tough knee getting caught and taking a shot to the head, and so you got to practice everything.
When you've got a 3-year competitor at quarterback, that must be the hardest part, is trying to rein him in sometimes, because he would like to run through that brick wall on every play.
Yeah, but he knows when to get out of bounds. But there's still times when that adrenaline gets flowing, you get caught up in the game, and he's going to put his head down and try to run over you.
The balance of these backs, it also opens up more and more shots down the field, and you get another 50-yard completion to Damian Jean-Pierre. There's just so many ways to approach a defense when you start off the game with 8 of your first 9 plays being runs and let them know from the jump, yeah, this is what we're here to do. We're going to pound the rock.
Yeah, and Chase threw some other good balls out there. We had a couple drops that we got to be able to clean up. And then there's also, you know, the RPO stuff that we got to be able to get down a little bit. And maybe there was another pass that could have been, you know, mixed in there, but things worked out for us this week.
You were talking about not forcing it and being flexible and understanding who you have and how you want to use them. Your final touchdown of the game is a wildcat run by your true freshman running back, Julian Gums. Obviously played a little quarterback in high school. Being able to have just another thing that defenses have to think about and prepare for, always an asset.
We were joking with Julian this week in practice about that, about him, if he knew how to take a snap from center. And, you know, he gave me that little chuckle and that little wink. So the thing that I am proud of, and I talked to Coach Rob and about the whole, is – that was a pretty crucial situation that we did it in. It wasn't just a mop-up situation or something early in the game. This was a crucial. So to have the confidence in that young man and then to go out and him to execute it, that was quite impressive.
And you're doing it on the first play out of a timeout.
Right. We came back. We had some discussions on what we want to do. We were still trying to get things sorted out and get it right. So offensive line blocked it up tremendous.
By the way, were timeouts not allowed in Saturday's game? Both coaches waited until the third quarter to use their first one.
I didn't even know we can use timeouts. I didn't know how the game was going. It's different now because you have the media timeouts that go throughout the game. You have so many in the first half, so many in the second half. So a lot of times you really don't have to use it.
Colonels cruise in the second half. They get the 28-10 win, and it was all about the defense. It's amazing to sit here and see 34 points scored by Northwestern State in the last 3 matchups against the Colonels, all wins for Nichols. And we'll welcome Tommy Rybacki, the defensive coordinator of the Colonels, onto the Coach Rebo Show. He'll join us in our next segment. This is the Tim Rebo Radio Show, brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional. Coach Rybacki joining us next on ESPN Radio New Orleans.
Football season, Tri-Parish, and at Parker Mitsubishi, we know what that means. It means face paint and tailgates and last-minute changes to your fantasy lineup. It means hand-wringing and breath-holding and waiting to see the ball clear the uprights. It's nerves and sorrow and joy all wrapped up into one experience. So you can go to ParkerMitsubishi.com and shop for that new 2018 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross after the game. Right now, let's focus on what's happening on the field. Because at Parker Mitsubishi, we love football. Go Nichols and go to ParkerMitsubishi.com when you're ready to save. Parker Mitsubishi, 1190 West Tunnel Boulevard in Houma.
Valerio Brothers Marine and Hardware Supply has supplied commercial fishermen for over 50 years. Valerio Brothers is family-owned and operated with family members on the premises. Not only do they manufacture and sell custom-made crab traps and trawls, they also sell supplies and maintain a large stock of fishing and marine supplies. Valerio Brothers, 894 Avenue A in West Rigo. Call 504-341-1843. Good luck to Mike Cochran, number 20. Go Colonels!
Sink your teeth into one of the Dugout in Thibodaux's famous mouth-watering Grand Slam Burgers or their famous homemade roast beef po' boys. The Dugout also has frappes, smoothies, and a variety of specialty sundaes and offers over 85 snowball flavors to choose from. Any one can be made sugar-free. Follow them on Facebook. First 10 customers to come in and mention you heard this commercial on ESPN Radio will win a free Dugout t-shirt. Visit the Dugout of Thibodaux, located on St. Mary Street in Thibodaux.
Hello, this is State Senator Gary Smith, representing District 9. I'm a proud supporter of both ESPN New Orleans 100.3 FM and our very own Nichols Colonels. Join me in pulling for the Colonels this season, cheering them on to victory. Nichols Sports State Senator Gary Smith, a winning combination for years. Go Colonel, paid for by the Gary L. Smith Jr. Campaign Fund.
Mom, Betsy and Jane missed school today. I heard they might have the flu.
Take your best shot at saving the day. Protect yourself and your family. Get your flu shot at Total Urgent Care, located in Cutoff on Highway 3162 in front of Walmart. Open 7 days a week with extended hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and weekends from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with no appointments or long wait times. Get your flu shot today, or for more information, visit mytotalurgentcare.com.
A strong defense wins the game. Don't wait for rising water. Call Associated Pump and Supply today. From large-scale municipal dewatering projects to smaller residential jobs, Associated Pump and Supply has your water solution with 30 years plus experience. Our staff is ready to deliver, install, repair, or retrofit your pumping equipment 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 985-851-7077 or visit AssociatedPump.com. Associated Pump and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Colonels.
Rotolo's Pizzeria is the proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Coaches Show. Rotolo's Pizzeria uses only the freshest ingredients to make their pizza, calzones, salads, wings, and more. They make their original dough fresh every day, along with their homemade sauces and fresh veggies. Rotolo's, the home of the $5.99 calzone every Wednesday and happy hour Monday through Thursday, 11 to 6. All of us at Rotolo's want to thank you for the opportunity to serve you at our Houma and Thibodaux locations. Go Colonels!
Archie Manning here for Thibodaux Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional.
Hey, it's Golic. Keep it on 100.3 FM, your 24-hour sports station, ESPN New Orleans. I get knocked down.
The defense of Colonel football, it's been the difference the last 3 weeks. Nicholls is 4-2 on the year. They're 3-1 in the Southland Conference. Welcome back to the Coach Rebo Radio Show. It's brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional. We have fourth-year defensive coordinator Tommy Rybacki joining us. Coach Rybacki, we've been able to have you on every single season, but what has it been about these last 3 weeks and the development of your defense?
Yeah, I just think it starts up front for us, and the guys up front have really been playing well and stopping the run and getting after the quarterback and doing that. And when they do that, that helps all the linebackers and DBs play. And then you look at the other side of the ball, too, what we're doing on offense and how much that lends to playing good defense. And so I think it's a team effort, and it's everybody's a part of it.
Coach Rybacki was a linebacker at Jacksonville State, 17-6 in those 2 years with Jacksonville State. You had a win over Ole Miss. You had a postseason win in the FCS playoffs. And then you jump into your coaching career as a student assistant, ended up working at UL for a couple years. You were the cornerback coach with UCA before you were hired in 2015 with Nicholls. What did you picture from a coaching career standpoint when you started as a student assistant at your alma mater and jumped into this thing as a 23-year-old?
Oh, I don't know if I really had a picture of how it's all going to go or how it's going to work.
Again, you had a master plan, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I don't know anything other than tomorrow's Tuesday, and we got to get ready for a good Tuesday practice. So in terms of laying out a career or anything like that, I don't know much about that.
Is that how it happens, though, that you just, okay, one day there's a job available, you jump into it, and then here we are in 2018, and it's your life?
Yeah, I think you just try and be around good people, and I've been fortunate to do that, and you go to work and work hard, and keep your head down and keep working. So,
speaking of good people, the best recruit that I have is here tonight with you, Meredith.
Your wife. Yeah,
the wives usually come to the show. Dory's here. Kim's here. They come to show up. You didn't even tell her you were going to be on the show tonight.
I didn't know until after I knew she was going to be here. So,
Tommy, we talk about that, though, in the working in the structure is – just do a good job wherever you are. You know, you're not going looking for another job. You're not out there. Get where you are. Put your foot on the ground, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to be where your feet are, and you got to work hard every day. And the rest of the stuff, you really have no control over anyways. And you just got to work for the job that you have, too, you know?
Well, it's something that a lot of people don't get to see with your staff is a lot of the strategy and coaching conversations you guys have are in casual situations. You're having lunch, you're having breakfast, you're having dinner, you guys cater meals where the families can be together. A lot of great ideas can come from those moments where you're just enjoying yourself with people you want to be around.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we all love this game. We all love football, and it's a part of our lives, and so that bleeds itself into your dinner conversations and your free time as well. So
the only time we cannot talk is when we're running. Me and Tommy running together because he runs so fast and he runs me in the ground. I can't even get a word in. I can't even breathe to talk.
Well, Coach Rebo is nice enough to bring me along on the fastest 25 minutes in Nichols football every Saturday morning. So
how did your 5:30 a.m. run start?
Boy, I don't know. It just goes back. We just started running. We ran a couple races together, and then we have some good conversations. And the ones I do enjoy is the game day morning runs that we go. And, we'll hit a few things that we need to talk about during that, but it's just an enjoyable experience. Except this weekend, really. We ran on the golf course in the hills that morning and kind of kicked both of our butts a little bit. It was kind of a tough run.
What it feels like as a coach on game day? All right, you're up at 5:00. You know you've got that 6 p.m. game, or this week it's at 2:30. Initial thoughts right when it's Saturday morning and, hey, one of 11 games. We're planning for this all year. It's here. What is that moment like?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's excited to get up and have an opportunity to go play. But, again, it's like everything else. You got to get ready for a good walkthrough. You got to have a good walkthrough. Then you got to get ready for the next thing on the schedule. Travel to the stadium, do pregame warm-up, all those things. You know, you just kind of focus on each step and take it one at a time.
It's all about preparation. You're still preparing until the opening kickoff. And we have to do a good job as a staff, and I have to do the job of getting it to the coordinators, who's getting it to the players. But you are preparing from breakfast to go to walkthrough, special teams meeting, offense, defense meetings, get them back for pregame meal, getting them on the bus to the locker room. I mean, it is preparing constantly, and the coordinators do a fantastic job of that.
We have Tommy Ryback. He's joining us on the Tim Rebo Radio Show. He's the fourth-year defensive coordinator with the Colonels. Let's talk about some of the guys on your defense that maybe people are just getting familiar with. And sure, we know about the Kenny Dotsons and Sully Lesh and Hezekiah White and Alan Pittman and veterans at safety and Imani Martin and Corey Abraham. But you are getting some clutch contributions every week from guys like Kevin Johnson and Austin Dickerson.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are two really good ones that have stepped up. Kevin is just all over the field, man. Special teams, defense, anything. Anytime you put him on the field, he finds that football. And then the same thing for Austin Dickerson, man. Two picks in the last 2 weeks, and just a great football player. He's been that way since he's been here. So,
well, a funny story. Yesterday at practice, we were having scale, and the ball got tipped up, and I think Austin tipped it, and another DB came up, and he tried to get it, and he tipped it and knocked it out of each other's hands. And the players were joking on the sideline, like, get out the way. Let Austin get it. He knows how to catch it.
No doubt. You know? No doubt.
So sometimes that's what we got to do as coaches, right? Just get out of the way.
Yeah, no question. Let him play. Let him go. Yeah.
Well, you said that after the Kansas game, that you guys came in at halftime and said, you know what? We just need to simplify back to our base. We know who we are. Let's make some simple changes. And it became shutdown mode for that second half. So sometimes knowing that, yeah, our best friend is simplifying this whole operation.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of that's what we do. We try and recruit good players and help them get a little bit better, and then try not to get in their way, you know.
Speaking of good friends, I spoke to a good friend today who's probably listening in Pittsburgh, Carl Dunbar, and we were talking about defense, and they had a big win yesterday with the Steelers. And we're just talking about defense and some of the things that they did, and we brought up. And, you know, Carl is a good friend of ours with Coach Pete Jenkins and those things. And we're talking about how it was simple. They got after the quarterback and got him a couple turnovers. And he said they stopped the run. Yeah. All the things that we talked about, we were talking about, you know, it doesn't matter what level you are. And keep it simple. They stopped the run. It limited and forced him to throw. Yeah, he threw for a couple yards in the NFL. But they ended up winning 41 to something yesterday.
Right.
also having a dependable second rotation of defensive linemen and people in your secondary, trusting that Kevin Johnson can come in and rep Imani Martin for some nickelback situations. This second unit on your defensive line with Seminole and Fontenot and what they're able to offer, probably one of the more underrated developments with your defense, that they can spell Sully Lesh and Ronald Ollie and Kenny Dotson and not miss a beat.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the thing you got to know about those guys, they're all bringing something to the game and production-wise, too. I mean, those guys, they know everything that's going on in the game. Devin Seminole, man, what a smart player he is.
Right.
He'll come to the sideline. He'll tell Kenny the game plan half the time, you know what I mean? So great contributions from those guys.
But you see it all week, and we talk about that. Those guys are engaged in practice all week. They're not just out there just when they go their reps. You know, because you can't go the whole practice. You go with the ones and then you go with the twos and guys. And when they come off the field, those guys are talking ball and talking about things. And that's when me and you talked about it, Brian, when you got a mature group and guys who know how to handle situations.
Coach Rybacki, I know your goals are the same with Coach Rebo's, and you're here to not just win some of these regular season games and have a good season. You guys want to make history and you want to continue to make history. You were a history major in college. You graduated with a bachelor's degree.
What did he do? Did he talk to Meredith about your background?
I'm just curious, as a history major in college, what has it been like to make a little history with Nichols and do some things that have never been done before?
Oh man, I just think you try and stay in the moment and just go day by day with this thing. The off season is time to have a little perspective maybe, but right now we're just caught up in trying to get ready, you know?
I love it.
The next week, he does a great job of preparation and getting the guys and finding a little bit and in tune to the newest things that's out there. He's so creative in some of the things that he does. That's why we're successful on defense.
A history major who stays in the moment. You have to love it. What has been one or two innovative things that you really feel like you've learned in the offseason the last few years that you've been able to add to your approach as a defensive coordinator?
Oh man, defensive line camp, man. You spend time with Coach Pete Jenkins and you can fill a notebook of notes and it might be 2-3 things you pick up from him out of the 50 quality things he tells you that just make such a difference in what you're doing it's all about being able to teach and being able to help guys in preparation and get them to understand the game plan and that kind of thing and techniques and fundamentals and so all that stuff is valuable.
Well, they spend a lot of time in the offseason to talk about fundamentals and not just tackling the things has become a lost art and we work hard. I think that's one of the things that we still do constantly throughout the season. If we're going to cut an individual practice down, you can bet that the defensive staff is still going to have them tackling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it all comes down to getting off blocks and tackling. We all know that. So,
Coach Rybacki, great hanging out with you for a few minutes on Coach Rebo's radio show. Love listening to you at practices. You're one of the most meticulous guys around, and, you know, if it's a half yard or a quarter yard of where you want your guys spaced at, you let them know. I said a quarter yard, a half yard. Just having that meticulous ability to see the whole field certainly has served you well in your coaching career, and we appreciate you joining us for a few minutes.
All right, thanks, Brian.
Tommy Rybacki, defensive coordinator with the Nicholls State University Colonels, and we will wrap up the Coach Rebo radio show from Rotolo's after this break on ESPN Radio New Orleans.
Selection, savings, service, a better way to buy the Honda you want at Barker Honda. Accords, Civics, CRVs, hundreds of Hondas to choose from, new and certified. Big selection, big savings, and big on service. You get it all when you go to Barker Honda, a better way to buy. Barker Honda, Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma, BarkerHonda.com.
Joe's Septic Contractors has specialized in the installation of sewage systems, field drains, and vacuum truck services for over 40 years. They've grown into one of the largest sanitation companies in Louisiana. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today about their rentals on portable toilets, holding tanks, iron hand wash stations, and air-conditioned restroom trailers for your next event. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit their website at www.joeseptic.com.
Good luck to Mason Boudreaux, number 32. Go Colonels!
Drop-In Fix is Bayou Country's premier technology one-stop shop.
from iPhones and Galaxies to iPads and tablets. Drop-In Fix has quick turnaround service for all your devices. Stop by our Houma or Thibodeau locations or find us on Facebook. From laptops and desktops to TVs and printers, Drop-In Fix can get your devices back up and running in no time. Drop-In Fix, the Tri-Parish's premier technology one-stop shop.
Watch out, the holiday season is near, and it's never too early to plan for those parties. You know, all the cooking, baking, roasting, keeping it cold, keeping it hot, getting ready, you know, slow down, relax. Let Cashio's Catering relieve the stress that comes with those festive holiday meals. Ooh. From family get-togethers where you can just pick up your meals, to large corporate events where Cashio's will actually do the catering. Go to Cashio's.com, check out the menus, and discuss the details with their experienced consultants. Start planning now. Cashio's Catering for the holidays.
Join the winning team with Polar Auto Air in Houma. They service all RVs, mobile homes, including fifth wheel, campers, refrigerators, AC units, leveling systems, accepts all extended warranties and some factory warranties. They do work on AC automobiles, specializes in the repair and services for over 30 years. They specialize as an RVIA certified tech on recreational vehicles. Polar Auto Air, North Hollywood Road in Houma, 985-876-1934.
Walt Lanier has been a district judge in Lafourche Parish for over 16 years. Walt Lanier is running for an open seat on the First Circuit Court of Appeal. Over the past 16 years, he has experienced all aspects of the law and rendered verdicts on thousands of cases involving criminal, civil, real estate, secessions, family law, and business matters. Walt Lanier humbly asks for your consideration on November 6th for the First Circuit Court of Appeal, paid for by the committee to elect Judge Walt Lanier.
Do you know if you have the right insurance coverage? Or do you feel like you're paying too much for your car, home, or business insurance? Look, if you hesitated, you need to contact Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodeau. Owner agent Price Bourgeois will personally help you find the coverage you need. And because he's an independent agent, he can find the right coverage that fits your budget. Hey, there shouldn't be any doubts about your insurance. Call 985-803-8999 or log on to 123myquote.com. Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodeau. Home, commercial, auto.
It's football season and Pride Financial wants to help you score big. Everyone can use a little extra cash to get supplies, sport uniforms, even a flat screen TV to watch the games. Pride Financial, located on Bayou Gardens Boulevard in Houma, Pelche Park in Thibodeau, where you can get loans of $300 and up. Need cash today? Forget the high fees of payday loans. Stop by Pride Financial today with more convenient options. Join the winning team at Pride Financial at Bayou Gardens Boulevard in Houma and Pelche Plaza in Thibodeau, or visit them online at pridefinancial.net.
Rotolo's Pizzeria is the proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Coaches Show. Rotolo's Pizzeria uses only the freshest ingredients to make their pizza, calzones, salads, wings, and more. They make their original dough fresh every day, along with their homemade sauces and fresh veggies. Rotolo's, the home of the $5.99 calzone every Wednesday and happy hour Monday through Thursday, 11 to 6. All of us at Rotolo's want to thank you for the opportunity to serve you at our Houma and Thibodeau locations. Go Colonels!
The flagship station of the Colonel Sports Radio Network, ESPN New Orleans.
As the sun sets on another episode of the Tim Rebo Radio Show, we welcome you back to Rotolo's Pizzeria. Coach Rebo's Radio Show, it's brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, and also thanks to Joe's Septic Contractors, Vision Communications, Cashio's Catering, Associated Pump and Supply Company, and Ilario Brothers for making the Coach Rebo Radio Show happen. Coach Rebo, on the road we go.
Could you believe that how many weeks we've been into this already? I know we've been mentioning it, but more than halfway through the season. And when you look at our schedule, how it plays out for us, I can finally get to the point and talk about, you know, we want to be 1-0 this week against Abilene. Put us in position to enter into our open date, which, you know, is going to come at a much needed time. And then I can look forward a little bit after that, saying, hey, three out of the next four games will be at home. So, you know, we got to get through this game. We got to play well this week. We got a really good Abilene team, who is so close to exploding and being on the edge that we got to get our guys ready to play.
And once again, there are four teams ranked in the top 16 out of the Southland Conference, and Incarnate Word is now receiving top 25 votes.
Yeah, they're putting some points on the board. They're atop the conference right now. They're 3-0, so they're playing good football. Don't get to watch, you know, as a coach, you know, we talk about some of the things that you do is, you know, when you're breaking down the opponents, it's about also who they're playing. So we're getting every of the other schools on us. They're one of the teams that we hadn't seen a bunch to really watch them a lot, because you're peeking at the other teams when you're playing too. And you can see when Lamar was playing, get played Southeastern, and Northwestern had just played Southeastern. So you can kind of watch some of those games.
Quick rundown on Abilene Christian. They're second in the conference in touchdown passes. They're throwing for 300 yards a game because of Luke Anthony. He had a 55 pass attempt game 2 weeks ago, 61 pass attempts at McNeese on Saturday.
And they throw the ball around the yard. It's part of their offense. It's a lot of motions. It's a lot of shifts. It's a lot of screens. It's a lot of short passes and blocking. They try to get you out in space. They try to outnumber you. And then what's going to happen is they throw these 5, 7, 8, 10 yards, and then it turns into a 40-yard pass play.
Abilene Christian played a close game against Nichols last year, but a lot of changes for them, especially at quarterback and wide receiver. Tracy Charles is back at running back, and it's really a two-back feature set that will lead to a lot of motion and misdirections as well. Biggest message going into a game against ACU?
Well, I think if our guys got to realize this week, it's about the preparation. It's about us putting the past behind us, right? We got to be able to move on and say, hey, what happened in the past, let's get better for this week. And then we got to know our opponent. And if we can know these guys and how physical they're going to be and how well they run, our guys are really going to get to know Abilene pretty well.
We'll find out what will happen at Wildcat Stadium, our first ever trip to Abilene. It's a 2:30 kickoff on ESPN Radio New Orleans. Rotolos, we love spending our Monday night with you. Coach Rebo, we'll see you on Saturday.
All right, thanks, Brent.
This is the Coach Rebo Radio
Show. Thanks, everybody.
Brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional. Colonels number 11 in the country. Off to Abilene, Texas.
Mitsubishi, we know what that means. It means face paint and tailgates and last-minute changes to your fantasy lineup. It means hand-wringing and breath-holding and waiting to see the ball clear the uprights. It's nerves and sorrow and joy all wrapped up into one experience. So you can go to ParkerMitsubishi.com and shop for that new 2018 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross after the game. Right now, let's focus on what's happening on the field. Because at Parker Mitsubishi, we love football. Go Nichols and go to ParkerMitsubishi.com when you're ready to save. Parker Mitsubishi, 1190 West Tunnel Boulevard in Houma.
Rotolo's Pizzeria is the proud sponsor of the Nichols State Coaches Show. Rotolo's Pizzeria uses only the freshest ingredients to make their pizza, calzones, salads, wings, and more. They make their original dough fresh every day, along with their homemade sauces and fresh veggies. Rotolo's, the home of the $5.99 calzone every Wednesday and happy hour Monday through Thursday, 11 to 6.